In separate interviews published in Newsweek magazine today, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas say they are prepared to meet. Analysts on both sides are talking of new opportunities for peace after the death of Yasser Arafat. But at the same time, each leader faces internal difficulties. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Linda, first, what's new in these interviews with Sharon and Abbas?
Well, first of all, the willingness to meet each other. I mean, Sharon would not meet Yasser Arafat at all, and for most of the past 3 years, up until he died earlier this month, Sharon kept Arafat confined to his headquarters in the Mukatta. What's also new in this Newsweek interview is Sharon said that he would coordinate the Gaza pullback with the Palestinians. It's the first time that he's said that. That's originally it was a unilateral plan that Israel was going to do on its own. Sharon also said he will do everything possible to allow free Palestinian elections. Those elections are scheduled for January 9th. Abbas talked about a new opportunity for peace in the wake of Arafat's death, and he called on the international community to try to help make that happen.
Now, these statements are coming as Ariel Sharon is facing a crisis, a growing one, in his coalition. How might these statements resonate?
Well, there are no confidence motions in parliament tomorrow. Sharon has no majority in the Israeli parliament. He only has 55 out of 120 Knesset members in his coalition, and some of them disagree with the Gaza engagement. They're called the Likud rebels, the people in his own party that think Sharon is going too far towards the Palestinians in terms of making gestures and concessions. And so they have said that they would vote against any Gaza plan, even if they're in the coalition. The no confidence motion tomorrow is on the issue of poverty. Poverty has been growing in Israel. It's unlikely that the government will fall tomorrow because one of the more dovish parties wants Sharon to go ahead with the Gaza pullout, and so they'll support it on poverty. However, there is a crisis looming over Israel's budget. Sharon has been engaged in really frantic contacts with some of the ultra-Orthodox parties who were not in his coalition, but asking them to support the budget. They are willing to do that, but in exchange for hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for their institutions. One of Sharon's main coalition partners, the Center Shinui Party, says that if Sharon gives that kind of money to the ultra-Orthodox, then they will pull out. So there is a looming crisis on the budget.
So what kinds of constraints does Abbas have?
Well, there was a possible split this past weekend in the Fatah movement, which is the largest Palestinian political faction, that was avoided. That split was when Marwan Barghouti, who is a jailed Palestinian leader, said that he was going to challenge Abbas. At the last minute, he backed down. At the same time, there are a lot of tensions within Fatah among Palestinians between what's called the Young Guard and the Old Guard. Abbas is considered part of the Old Guard. He's about 69. These younger Palestinians say they want more power. There are also several hundred armed militants, the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. They say that even though they might support Abbas in the elections, if he tells them to hand over their guns, they won't do it. So he also has a lot of internal difficulties.
So what about the American factor in this equation now that President Bush has been reelected? Do Israelis and Palestinians expect any changes?
Israelis see President Bush as a true friend. At the same time, some of them are concerned that a second Bush administration that's not worried about reelection might be more willing to pressure Israel to make concessions. The Palestinians say they don't really expect any major changes, but they say that if Abbas wins the Palestinian elections as expected in January, they hope that that might open a new channel of communication with the Bush administration and that the second Bush administration might be more open to their position after the death of Yasser Arafat.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you.